Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
She is actually accused of using the other person's identity to redirect student loans into a personal checking account.
A woman is charged with theft of student loans from Moorhead State University.
Five Eastern Kentucky health officials are included in a large-scale opioid takedown.
A Cynthiana police officer is accused of exchanging sexually explicit images with a minor.
A bill that would disperse funds to coal communities has been reintroduced to the House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to raise the purchasing age of tobacco products.
In sports, Round County softball returns to the home field tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And a 60% chance of showers tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 59 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The Rowan County Circuit Court has indicted a woman in a theft case connected to Moorhead State University. A grand jury charged Dr. Tanya Judd, a licensed professional counselor, with theft by unlawful taking, theft of identity, and unlawful access to a computer. She is accused of redirecting nearly $20,000 in a victim's student loan funds to her personal bank account. Mike Martin is a detective with the MSU Police Department.
We got the investigation referred to us by the Brown County Attorney's Office in September of 2018. And so the offense occurred between August 2015 through December 2017.
Martin says Judd is currently free on a $10,000 bond. He says the next court date is scheduled for June.
The U.S. Justice Department announced yesterday that 60 health officials, including five from Eastern Kentucky, have been charged in a large-scale opioid takedown. WYMT reports Dr. Mohammed Mazumder, Prestonsburg, Dr. Cy Gutti and Dr. Scotty Akers of Pikeville, and Dr. Denver Tackett of McDowell were among those charged in the indictment handed down by the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force. U.S. District Attorney of the Eastern District of Kentucky, Robert Duncan, says despite the large scale of the indictment, the task force is not finished.
The work of the strike force is not done. Strike force members will continue to work in partnership, investigating and prosecuting opioid-related crime committed by medical professionals in these districts and elsewhere.
In total, 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, 8 nurse practitioners, and 7 other medical professionals were charged in the illegal prescription and distribution of opioids and other narcotics. Other individuals named in the indictment are from Southern Ohio, Western Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Western Virginia, and Pennsylvania.
A Cynthiana police officer has been arrested after he allegedly exchanged sexually explicit images with a juvenile. LAX 18 reports 32-year-old John Philpott was arrested Wednesday evening while he was on duty at the Cynthiana Police Department. An arrest citation states Philpott reportedly engaged in, quote, sexual talk with a 16-year-old and 17-year-old via Snapchat. Philpott admitted to police that he did receive images of a 17-year-old in a bathtub and saw her unclothed. He was arrested on numerous charges and lodged in the Scott County Detention Center.
Kentucky State Police arrested 3 people after they barricaded themselves inside a home. A Powell County man called police this morning after he was confronted by 2 unknown men on his porch when he arrived home from work. Officers arrested 3 suspects who had barricaded themselves inside the man's home. 38-year-old Regina Wissman of Clay County is charged with 1 count of second-degree hindering prosecution. 47-year-old Tommy Petrie of Williamsburg is charged with 1 count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. 37-year-old Donald Lewis of Louisville is charged with 1 count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Lewis was also charged on an unrelated arrest warrant. The suspects are lodged in the Powell County Detention Center.
A former Central Kentucky teacher and coach is behind bars for allegedly trying to have sex with a teenager. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
Former Somerset High School soccer coach Stephen Wallace is accused of using a fake name to message a 17-year-old former student on Facebook. He allegedly told the teen, quote, "I can't make you rich, but I can offer you $75 per meeting." Peyton Burkett is a student at Somerset High School and tells WKYT,
"There's no way that would ever happen in my mind. Like, I mean, Steve has always been kind of almost like a mentor for me."
Wallace is now charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution. I'm Haley Hansen.
We'll be back with more news right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The number of women dying from a complication related to childbirth in the United States is the highest of any developed country. WKYT reports around 700 women die each year from complications in the U.S. These statistics are being highlighted in hopes of educating pregnant women about their risk factors. Dr. Quinetta Johnson is a high-risk OBGYN at the University of Kentucky Hospital. She says the higher complication rates for African-American women are particularly troubling.
It's one of those things where from every level it's going to impact the maternal mortality in an unfavorable manner towards black women.
Factors for the higher rate for African-American women are the stress of being a minority, distrust of the healthcare system, doctors with bias, and access to care.
A bill that would give coal communities $1 billion to clean up abandoned coal mines and boost local economies was reintroduced to the U.S. House last week. The Reclaim Act would disperse the $1 billion to coal mining regions in Kentucky and other states over a five-year period to clean up pollution and toxic waste left over from mining operations and start new businesses. The money would come from savings in the abandoned mine reclamation fund. Sarah Bowling is a Pike County native who comes from a family of miners and mine operators. She says grassroots momentum to pass the bill is growing.
People in the communities, that they are aware of it, right? Because we've been working on this for several years now. And these are people that just want to work. They just want jobs. They want to be able to feed their families. And this would be one way to do that. You know, reclaim is not the end all. It is not the solution to the, you know, economic decline of the coal community. However, it's a great step in the right direction.
The Reclaim Act has had a rocky legislative road. It was reintroduced in the House in 2016 and again in 2017, where it moved through the House Committee on Natural Resources, but then stalled.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced plans Thursday to introduce legislation to raise the purchasing age of tobacco products from 18 to 21. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
The bill, which will be introduced in May, will cover all tobacco products, including vaping devices. According to a press release from McConnell's office, Kentucky leads the nation with 34% of cancers tied directly to smoking. They also say over 90% of adult smokers began using tobacco-based products before they turned 21. McConnell says, quote, "Protecting our young people from starting tobacco use at an early age can have remarkable long-term health benefits for Kentucky and the country." Shortly after that statement, McConnell announced via Twitter that he'd be seeking re-election. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton.
U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was in the Commonwealth yesterday to pitch for federal tax credits that would expand school choice. During her visit with Governor Matt Bevin to Bluegrass Community and Technical College in Lexington, DeVos detailed her plan to allot up to $5 billion in federal funds for tax incentives aimed at creating state-based scholarships. These scholarships could be used for private schooling, apprenticeships, and special education, among other programs. According to the secretary, states would be able to opt in or out of their custom program.
And Kentucky could put together one or more programs that are going to give students more choices to find the right fit for their education.
The secretary's plan has received criticism from both the left and the right, with the Democrats claiming it would siphon money away from public schools, while the Conservative Heritage Foundation says it would open private schools to more regulation. While in Kentucky, DeVos and Bevin also visited Marshall County schools to announce an anti-violence grant for the school district.
Students from MSU Educational Talent Search and Upward Bound programs competed in Atlanta at Southeastern Association of Educational Opportunity Program Personnel Regional Student Initiatives competitions held Saturday, March 30th. Both teams won their respective competitions. Dan Connell is the Assistant Vice President of Regional Education and Outreach at MSU. He talks about the important benefits students receive from participating in academic competitions.
Sometimes our students, they come from backgrounds where as a first-generation student, their parents and their families really haven't been involved in higher education, and sometimes they don't see themselves in that role. And this allows them to see that I can be competitive academically.
During the competitions, the students answered questions in the fields of mathematics, science, language arts, humanities, and current events. Educational Talent Search and the Upward Bound programs are federally funded by the U.S. Department of Education and sponsored by Morehead State University.
An iconic Kentucky bourbon that reintroduced itself to American whiskey drinkers in the past decade is ready to ramp up production in hopes of gaining a greater foothold in the U.S. WKYT reports the expansion and renovation are part of Four Roses' $55 million growth spurt, which includes adding a new bottling facility and more rickhouses at its warehouse and bottling facility located in Cox Creek. CEO Ryan Ashley says it was crucial to expand their production while keeping the building original.
We've essentially doubled our capacity, adding double the equipment, a whole new line of fermentation, and now we have the capabilities of producing 8 million OPGs annually.
Four Roses is now offering full tours again, which can be booked on its website.
A Kentucky child who was killed in 2018 has inspired University of Kentucky hospital workers to start a tradition to honor organ donors. WKYT reports the honor walk involves hospital staff, friends, and family lining the halls of the hospital and silently saying goodbye to the donor as the bed passes. Chief Trauma Surgeon at UK, Andrew Bernard, says this won't be something every family will want.
The families brought this idea to us and said, "We've seen this. Can we have this for our family member too?"
The University of Kentucky Medical Center has now held two honor walks and are making it an option for donor families.
Lexington's recycling center is temporarily shut down because of a gearbox motor failure on the facility's main conveyor belt. LEX18 reports the disabled conveyor belt carries sorted materials to the center's balling machine. Waste management drivers will collect recyclables during the shutdown. The materials collected will be diverted to the Bluegrass Regional Transfer Station and sent to a landfill. The city resists diverting recycled materials, but is unable to store materials outside of the facility. Participants in the recycling program can help prevent future mechanical issues by recycling properly and keeping recyclable materials dry by closing lids on carts and dumpsters to prevent moisture from getting in. Unwanted and wet materials place additional stress on mechanical components and can place employees at risk. The company anticipates reopening on Monday.
The Hope Pregnancy Care Center has opened signups for their Walk for Hope spring fundraiser. Those interested need to stop by the Hope Center on Main Street in Morehead and pick up a brochure in order to participate. Those who sign up use the brochure to document sponsors that pledge money to the foundation. Tyra Meadows is with the Hope Pregnancy Center.
Our walk is really simple. It's not by mile or step or anything like that. It's just a one flat donation for them to participate, so they can get as many sponsors as they, you know, as they can find that want to donate to Hope's cause. And they, whenever they come in to register for the walk, they kind of cash that in, and we're able to gather the information about those who are going to donate, and then they walk.
Meadows says the center relies on donations for all their services, including pregnancy tests and various educational opportunities for expecting parents. The walk takes place on May 4th.
The Build Inclusion Organization will host the Inclusion Palooza Festival on April 27th in Lexington. The organization held its first event last year and plans to continue annually. Associate Director Haley Andes says the goal is to promote community.
We just want to celebrate community, and so we want to celebrate that all of us have differences, but all of us also have similarities. We want to promote inclusion, not just in like just daily lives, but also kind of like in the workplace and, you know, more inclusion in the schools or in different just community gatherings.
The event features live music and various family activities. There will also be food trucks and local goods for sale. The event will be held at the Moondance Amphitheater in Lexington. It's free to the public.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight showers likely with increasing clouds and a low around 59 degrees. Tomorrow, showers mainly before 1 p.m. with a temperature rising to 67, then falling to 56 during the rest of the day. Tomorrow night, showers likely with cloudy skies and a low around 40 degrees. On Saturday, showers likely with cloudy skies and a high near 48. On Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees.
On our feature story this afternoon, Morehead State University is hosting its annual Earth Day celebration. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
MSU's Earthwise Eagles will hold the annual Campus Earth Day event Friday on the lawn of Adrian Dorn University Center. Holly Niehoff is the Sustainability Committee Chair. She says the festival is a time to celebrate the university's accomplishments.
Our Earth Day Festival is just a time for us to celebrate our accomplishments as a tree campus and bee campus, USA. We've got those designations, and this will be our fifth year on the tree campus, USA, a third year on bee campus, USA.
Organizers will be adding a film festival this year to the Earth Day celebration.
This year, something new we are doing with the addition of ADUC and the theater. We are adding a film festival to the Earth Day Festival. So we're going to show three different movies that are about some of the changes that we're seeing in the Earth and the climate, and just to sort of draw awareness to students and the public about these environmental issues.
The Sustainability Committee has been hosting the event for the last 5 years.
Well, the Sustainability Committee here on campus hosts the event, and they're also known as the Earthwise Eagles. The location is going to be on ADUC lawn under the white tent, and it's on Friday, starting at 11, ending at 4.
During the event, the Earthwise Eagles will have a giveaway.
We also give away trees to students in the community. We have tree seedlings that we give away every year. I think we may have close to 1,000 to give away this year.
The event will feature a free concert with performances by Bird Law, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music Mountain Music Ambassadors, the Wood Sheep, and Bedford Band.
We also have a lot of music that for the past 2 years, this year and last year, we've had four different bands come, and the same bands that we had last year are coming this year.
There will be booths where patrons can find information about sustainable living measures.
Kentuckians for the Commonwealth will be there trying to get students and people to sign up to vote. We will also have Forgotten Foods Farm, which is a local farm here that they sell organic produce at the local farmers market. And so they'll be here. Our farm students will be here selling some of their plants.
Niehoff says the event will take place rain or shine.
It's on Friday, starting at 11, ending at 4. Right now, we have forecast for rain on Friday, and so we're hoping that the rain ends early Friday morning and then gives us a period of time where we can have our festival and then rains later on Friday night. So,
the Recycle Mania poster art contest, a raffle, games, and concessions will also be featured at the event. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
The time is 4:49. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pawn is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspawn.com.
Brown County softball has home field advantage tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. The Brown County softball team is back on their home field tonight. The 12-4 Vikings host George Rogers Clark after taking wins at Greenup and Bath County earlier in the week. Head coach Larry Sloan says senior Hurley Macy Jones will return to the mound tonight after a great game at Bath County on Wednesday.
She only gave up four hits and gave up a run in the first inning, and the rest of the night she pitched really well. Did a great job, and just overall on the mound she's been really steady so far, and you couldn't ask for a better performance.
Game time tonight is set for 6 p.m. In other 16th Region softball action tonight, Boyd County hosts a doubleheader with Fairview at 5:30 and West Carter at 7 p.m. Fleming County hosts Bath at 5:30. Russell travels to Greenup at 6 p.m. Ashland Blazer heads to Huntington for a 6 p.m. matchup. Morgan County hosts Hazard at 6 p.m. And Lewis County travels to Raceland at 6. We'll have scores from tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. And taking a look at regional baseball action tonight, Boyd County hosts a doubleheader with Fairview starting at 5:30. East Carter travels to Elliott County at 5:30. Morgan travels to Estill County at 6. Fleming hosts Menifee at 6. Raceland hosts a doubleheader with Fairland and East, two teams out of Southern Ohio, at 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. The Morehead State University baseball team is back at home this afternoon to begin a three-game home series. The Eagles will be facing off against the Eastern Illinois University Panthers. Head coach Mike McGuire says the matchup will be a good test for his guys as they round out the week.
They're 9-9 in the league. I think they've had to play, you know, of those 18 games, I think they've had to play 12 of them on the road just because of weather forcing a home series for them, forced against South. So, you know, they've got a pretty good lineup. Their weekend starters have been throwing the ball well. I think, you know, we're going to have our hands full with them.
First pitch is set for right after Mountain Edition at 5 o'clock. The Morehead State Beach volleyball team did not get an invitation to the Atlantic Sun Conference Tournament this weekend. The Eagles ended their 14-7 season by trading wins with North Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Jamie Gordon says not going to the tournament was a disappointment for his team.
The way the A-Sun determines their field is there's a selection committee, and so they look at the whole body of work of your season and teams that you've played. And you know, we thought we had a good shot there, and I think it was really tight between us, Austin Peay, and North Alabama, and we just happened to be the ones that fell a little bit short. And you know, but overall, I'm incredibly proud of the job that our team has done. They've worked really hard.
The beach volleyball team will host the University of Louisville this weekend as part of the university's Swing into Spring event. Games at the Fazoli's Breadstick Beach are scheduled for 10:30 and 12:30 on Saturday. A University of Kentucky women's basketball standout is going pro. Macy Morris has signed a training camp agreement with WNBA's Washington Mystics. WKYT reports the former Kentucky guard averaged 15.1 points this past season and shot 45.2% from the three-point line. The Pineville native was named first team All-SEC by the League of Coaches. The top two horses on the Kentucky Derby point standing have arrived at Churchill Downs. Arkansas Derby winner Omaha Beach arrived at Churchill Downs Tuesday afternoon. Dan Rogers is employed with Churchill Downs. He talked briefly about Omaha's arrival.
At this stage, based off his performance in the Arkansas Derby, I think it would be very surprising if Omaha Beach wasn't the early favorite.
So far, seven Kentucky Derby hopefuls have made their way to Louisville ahead of the big race. The Derby will be run on May 4th. Churchill Downs, home of racing's biggest day, the Kentucky Derby, announced on Thursday that it and other Triple Crown racetracks will begin phasing out the use of the controversial race day medication Lasix beginning next year. The use of Lasix has become controversial in thoroughbred racing, with many arguing that it amounts to a performance-enhancing drug. Others argue that it is a necessary anti-bleeder medication. However, it isn't allowed in most racing jurisdictions outside the United States. Beginning on January 1, two-year-old horses will not be allowed to be treated with Lasix within 24 hours of a race, and in 2021, the prohibition would extend to all horses in stakes races at the tracks. The Breeders' Cup and other racing organizations voiced support for the new policy, which has been one of the main goals of many in horse industry as well as animal activist organizations for years. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle baseball hosts OVC opponent Eastern Illinois this week, 5 p.m. today and tomorrow, and 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed higher as Wall Street digested more corporate earnings reports, as well as solid retail data and two highly anticipated initial public offerings. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 110 at 26,559.54. The S&P 500 was up 4.58 at 2905.03. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.98 at 7998.06. Honeywell was up more than 3% on better-than-expected earnings. United Rentals was up 8.2%. Travelers gained 2.3%. And Snap-on jumped 6.5%. And, of course, all these companies were reacting to good earnings reports. And in economic news, the retail sales report for the month of March, rose by 1.6%, and this was the strongest gain since September 2017. Economists going into the report expected a gain of 0.9%. Investors got a boost after Pinterest and Zoom Video had successful IPOs, with Zoom skyrocketing 72% and Pinterest shooting up 28%. The weekly performance actually was rather muted by Wall Street, and of course this was quite a bit because of the weakness in the healthcare sector. The Dow and NASDAQ rose 0.6% and 0.2% for the week respectively, while the S&P 500 actually slipped 0.1%. The healthcare sector was actually down 4% on the week as investors worry over proposals pushed by Democratic lawmakers, and shares of Regeneron and HCA Healthcare led the decline in this sector, with Regeneron down 13% and HCA Healthcare finishing down 10% for the week. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.4% at $64.03 a barrel. Gold was up 40 cents an ounce at $1,277.20 an ounce. And in Europe, stocks had a fair day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. And Asia had a bad day today, actually, as the Nikkei was down 0.7% and the Shanghai Composite was down 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were United Health Group and Travelers, while the worst performers were Pfizer and Merck. In the S&P 500, the best performers were United Rentals and Snap-on, while the worst performers were Genuine Parts and Mattel. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 24 cents at $25.78, U.S. Bancorp up 54 cents at $51.21, Marathon Petroleum down 42 cents at $59.82, CSX up 3 cents at $78.97, Anthem up 3.33 at $239.58, and Valvoline was down 5 cents to finish at $18.83. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Weather for this week is showers likely, mainly after 3 a.m. tonight, with increasing clouds and a low around 59. Tomorrow, showers mainly before 1 p.m. with a temperature of 67, falling to 56. Tomorrow night, showers likely, mainly before 9 p.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 40 degrees. Saturday, showers likely, cloudy skies and a high near 48. And on Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and a low around 40. Right now in Moorhead, it is 83 degrees, in Lexington 78, Inez 85, and Ashland 86 degrees.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Logan Pemberton, Haley Stidham, Wyatt Melton, Brian Courtney, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock, KNN's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Shamari Mosley. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.